You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
There was once a professional wrestler named Mil Máscaras, which means man of a thousand masks, his face never revealed during a lengthy career. And watching the State of the Union last night, I thought of that wrestler as I watched, not Biden. I was transfixed by the man sitting behind the president's right shoulder. As Biden bellowed, as he promised, as he proposed, House Speaker Mike Johnson was on camera behind the president, never saying a word. He was the guy with the black framed glasses, respectfully turning his face into a thousand different masks of dismay, benign disapproval, grudging acknowledgement, and a host of emotions in between. It has to be the worst job in politics. The entire country watching your moment-by-moment reactions to every one of the 9,000 words in that speech, and this speaker came up with 9,000 reactions. Consider the problem. You're the Republican leader. You're against the president. But when he says, "We love the middle class," you can't make a stink face on a line like that. So you offer a smile of disgust or a frown of approval. Mike Johnson bit his lip while applauding, or bit half of it and smiled with the other half. He looked down. He blinked like a hostage video. He was a mime and a meme at the same time, nonstop. It was an hour, 15-minute masterclass as he created magnificent combination faces that'd make Marcel Marceau bow in respect. He conjured up happy disinterest, which would seem like a contradiction, but not in the hands of Mike Johnson. House Republicans could still kick him to the curb, and if they do, this Mil Máscaras, this man of a thousand masks, could still have a future in wrestling or alongside Meryl Streep. Mike Johnson gave an Oscar-winning performance. All that was missing was an acceptance speech.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.